While you were playing, you actually worked for your scholarship.
Oh, yeah, not manual labor, but I had to sweep the floor of the field house before practice, before every game, and then I lived in the field house. I could walk out of this door into that door, and I was in my bedroom, and I wasn't too far from the barn, I'll tell you that. What was funny, that Gladys Dragoon was in a situation where the fans were in the stands by that time at 5 o'clock. Hey, Bob, hey, Bob. I invented the two-handled mop because I took two oil mops and put one on the other like that. The net result was that I swept the floor in half the time than the other guys did. I rather enjoyed it. Got to meet the people and have fun.
Sounds like you're good-natured about it. You might have thought, I'm playing basketball, I don't have to do this, but you did it. So.
Oh, under Mr. Ivor, you sure as hell did it.
You led the Aggies to the final of the NIT, National Invitational Tournament, 1944. Do you remember when you first dunked the ball?
Well, either I read it or I imagined it or it happened, I don't know which. But the first recollection I had where there was any attention paid to the act was in Philadelphia against Temple University. But I can't remember whether it was when I was a sophomore or a junior.
But did you dunk it in practice?
Yeah, I could, sure.
Then all of a sudden in the game, it just came naturally for you to dunk it, I guess?
Well, it might have done that. But again, here was a situation where dunking the ball, if you could throw the ball into the basket without getting into that circle that projects itself up from the rim of the basket, you were all right. But if you got your hands inside of it, it was a foul and it cost you a shot. Now, the reason that it was outlawed in the first place is that guys would throw the ball in, but they would hang on the rim and they would bend the rim. The rim gets bent the way the ball bounces on a shot. Is not the same as the one that doesn't. So if the rim got bent, the janitor had to get a stepladder and go push it back up so he could play some more. Well, that's a bunch of crap. So they passed the rule that says you can't dunk the ball in any fashion until they develop the spring-loaded rim that knocks itself down and back. Then you could dunk the ball, and you didn't have to have the janitor and his ladder. It was an involvement over time. That came pretty fast, but it made sense. People like to see that ball get dunked. They thought it was big stuff. And my God, today, what the kids can do is marvelous.
They widened the lane to the basket from six feet to 12.
That was another improvement, I thought, too.
Were these changes, some of them because of you?
It was probably partially my effort, but I can think of probably 8 to 10 guys my height who could do the same thing I could, but I don't think they worked quite as hard as I did.
There weren't many. I mean, there were some nearly as tall as you, but you were easily the tallest person.
Not necessarily. There was a guy named George Cook, who I think was my size. Then there was several guys that were 7'4", but they never developed the skills and the stamina to last under difficult circumstances.
The NCAA championships, 1945, 1946.
46, yeah.
You scored 22 points in a 49-45 win over New York University in the 45 championship.
That's right.
Was that a hard-fought game?
It was a well-played game, let's put it that way, but we had them outmanned. Their center was a man named Dolph Shays, who was my dear friend. He was just 17 years old and just got out of high school. And I never will forget one evening somebody said, well, what was it like to play against this guy? Dolph was a Jewish guy. Nice man. He says, he's so big, he's so big, he says, so big.
Then you scored 23 points in a 43-40 victory over North Carolina in the 46th title game.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that game that you might still remember?
Well, North Carolina had a good basketball team. They had some guys who had been in the service. Bones McKinney was their center. He started on a campaign to get me nervous. Well, he was 25 years old. He told the newspaper reporters, well, he can't play very well. Well, he didn't play very well. Somebody commented, says, well, Bob, how was it to play against Bones McKinney? I said, he made a lot of noise talking.